difference. Malachi, the last Old Testament book, was written in the latter part of the 5th century before Christ. It was addressed to the second and third generations of the Israelites who returned from exile. There were serious spiritual and social problems. With little commitment to the scriptures revealed to Moses and the prophets, the people seemed to doubt God's care and blamed him for their problems, believing he had neglected to intervene to improve their lives. The second chapter ends with these words: "You have wearied the Lord with your words. But you say, how have we wearied him? By saying, everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delights in them. Or by asking, where is the God of justice?" Malachi reminded the people of their own sins and lack of faithfulness to God's ways. The priesthood itself was corrupted. Still, Malachi assures them of God's constant care. The focus is on God's blessing through the coming promised Messiah. The third chapter says, "Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. And the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts." Malachi clearly foretells the one who prepares for the coming of the Lord himself. This was John the Baptizer. In the first chapter of John's Gospel, we read how the Baptizer identified himself. He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Long before Malachi, in the 40th chapter of Isaiah's prophecy, we read, "A voice cries, 'In the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken." Friends, the mission of John the Baptizer represented the last step of preparation for the coming of the promised Messiah. The prophet Isaiah viewed the Messiah's coming as the very glorious presence of the Lord manifested, that all flesh shall see it together. Malachi spoke of the impact of that glorious messianic appearance of the Lord. The majestic holiness of the Messiah becomes evident to all humanity. He says, "But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap." His presence changes everything. It points to the ultimate meaning of the priesthood. Malachi's prophecy says, "He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver, and they will bring offerings in righteousness to the Lord." Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord, as in the days of old, as in former years. "Then I will draw near to you for judgment, I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, against the adulterers, against those who swear falsely, against those who oppress the hired worker in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, against those who thrust aside the sojourner, and do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts. Messiah comes not to establish another bankrupt, man-centered, and corruptible religious order as was experienced in the Old Testament period and beyond. He comes not to establish another earthly kingdom of depraved humanity, the fruit of which are injustice, violence, wars, and death. On the contrary, Malachi, the concluding book of the Old Testament, announces the divine Messiah as the new Adam, Prince of Peace. In his glorious holiness and self-giving love, he challenges the depraved ways of his people and of all fallen humanity. Friends, the Messiah gives himself as the acceptable divine offering of righteousness. His holiness impacts the lives of all who follow him. He brings about a blessed universal heavenly kingdom, gathered from among all families of the earth, a kingdom patterned after his righteousness and self-giving love. Hallelujah.